We now return to The Mortgage Show, a paid program sponsored by Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional.
And you're back with The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with the Dominion Lending Centers. Mortgage Show, just that. Mortgages, one of the biggest investments we're going to make is our mortgage, our home, and that's why you have to be very, very careful about how you do it. May we suggest giving Angela Calla a buzz, 802-3983, as one of the top mortgage brokers in the province of British Columbia. She'll do all the work for you, no charge. The reason there's no charge, and this is a misconception, that you pay for the service. No, the institution at which your mortgage is finally placed is happy to pay Angela's fee. The reason for that is because she takes them a ton of business, okay? There's a volume discount. That's really what it is. And she does business with over 90 institutions. She's not going to dabble with just the two or three that you and I might do because we don't know what we're doing, basically. We figure, yeah, we're going to go to the five biggest banks and see what kind of a mortgage they're going to give us. That's not the way to do it. You want to be able to swing in with some negotiating power that Angela Calla has and deal with 90 institutions all in one fell swoop. Reading an article the other day, Angela, first-time homebuyers are not getting what they want. Well, why not? it's the first thing that came to my mind when I read that headline, first-time homebuyers not getting what they want. In fact, you put a lot of first-time homebuyers in exactly what they want.
Certainly, because we do have access. Now, that article that you're reading, is it from an individual at a bank, or is that from an individual at a mortgage brokerage company?
Well, it's from several individuals and several surveys. The bottom line on this particular article was that they are being forced in by some of the banks to lock in at 40-year amortizations, less than 25% down. They're not getting the amount of house for the money that they don't have. In other words, and isn't that really the question? I've only got so much money. I want more house, but I can't get it because these big financial institutions aren't giving me the mortgage I want. Isn't that really the question?
It is the question, and having access to all the lenders that we have, there is a suitable mortgage product out there for everybody. The first thing is the longer they wait, the harder it becomes, and the longer they wait to also contact our team and get them pre-approved will make all the difference in the type of mortgage product that can be offered to them. Just in the last 2 weeks, we've had two major enhancements to new products that have become available that have been far more suitable for home buyers, and that's where the insurers have identified the differences in the marketplace. I mean, if you look at mortgages 50 years ago compared to today, 50 years ago, it was a minimum requirement to have 25% down. This was identified as something in the marketplace that needed to be changed. And also, as short as 30 years ago, Manny, women's income were not even used in the calculation in order to qualify for a mortgage.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible, that they wouldn't take into account, your partner, if she is a female, your partner's income. There were a lot of things about first-time buyers in this particular research I was doing, and let me see if you can do better than this. This was done by a real estate company. They surveyed 128 neighborhoods in 55 cities to see what first-time buyers were actually getting for their money. So let me give you a couple of examples, because I think you can do a lot better for too bad they didn't call you first about this.
Totally.
Yeah. In Castlegar, for example, a bungalow, $185,000, 5% down, a monthly mortgage, $1,100. A Castlegar bungalow, $185,000, 5% down, $1,123 a month for the mortgage payment. Gosh, that seems like a lot, doesn't it? That monthly mortgage payment at $1,100 on $185,000 with 5% down.
Also, we don't know the amortization that was taken. There's a variety of amortizations from 25 to 40 years. So maybe, you know, without knowing the whole story, there's always more to it. What can those people afford? What was their goal to pay off that mortgage? Maybe they didn't want to take a 40-year mortgage. Although here in BC, 89% of the people that do take a 40-year amortization, they take it as an insurance tool. So they do have the ability, if their life changes, to also bring that back and not have to be constringent to that high payment for a first-time buyer.
Okay, well, that's, I guess, really the point then. Regardless of what you've got and whatever these statistics seem to point to, Angela can probably do a lot better if she gets all the details from you. And that's a simple phone call away at 802-3983. Just give her a buzz and run some of the details of your mortgage or a loved one's mortgage and maybe get them to call her directly. And because there are so many different types of mortgages on the market now, as Angela quite rightly pointed out, you know, 30 years ago, they weren't even taking a woman's income into consideration when you were applying for a mortgage. 50 years ago, 25% down or more was the going rate. Now, as in Castlegar, 5%. There are mortgages 0% down. Depending on your situation. So there is a mortgage virtually for everyone, and Angela has her hands on about 300 different types of mortgages through 90 different institutions, and there is no charge for placing you in the right position. 802-3983, 802-3983 on the website, Angela Calla with a C, angelacalla.ca. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN, 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers, not beholden to anyone. Dominion Lending Centers is completely independent of any of the financial institutions, which works to your benefit. Oftentimes, when you go into a bank and you'll see a mortgage person situated in the bank with ABC Mortgages, you might think that that's an independent company. Oftentimes, that is simply another branch of that particular bank, and so they are beholden to that bank. And I think, Angela, if there's one misconception about mortgage brokering, that is, who is beholden to who? Am I getting the best deal because that person has my best interest, or do they have their institution's best interest at heart? Isn't that really the question that we should all be asking ourselves before we employ a mortgage professional?
Certainly, Manny. It's important that when you work with someone that you understand that they're only going to present the best options to you. Now, some people have heard the show and they call in and they say, well, I've heard about this and this and this from this financial institution. Before we kind of go anywhere, can we look at how what you might have to offer will be more beneficial? And it's for us, it's so easy because we've done all the homework. We know who has what. We do this every day. Day 100 times a day, and we place thousands of people in mortgages a month. We know automatically. We've already done the shopping, so when we present something to you, we only present the best. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to say, well, how does that compare to this and this and this? We already know. We've already done it.
Yeah, there are so many mortgages going through Angela Calla's office at Dominion Lending Centers. Nothing is going to surprise her, and there isn't a scenario that she can't work out for you. She gets a lot of calls from you parents who are worried that your kids are, you know, not getting the right kind of deal that makes their life one of quality and a life worth living, you know, in terms of the quality and something to look forward to, hope for the future. It takes a ton of calls about that every week. I'm surprised. I shouldn't be surprised, I guess, Angela. The parents have their kids', you know, well-being at heart. That's really what it's all about, of course. But I am amazed at the number of parents who actually call and the numbers of relatives who call on behalf of relatives. You had someone call about his aunt.
Yes, I did. And his aunt wasn't treated as favorably. Perfect credit. She had worked for a very large company, and she was fortunate enough to get a large pension from this company, and now was in another field where she had still received income, but because of her age, she actually felt that she was discriminated against when she went to the major institutions. And it wasn't that she was discriminated against, it was the fact that the institutions that she had visited didn't have the products for her. So when we looked at her situation, it was very simple to us. She was what we would consider an absolute A gold client, meaning she had the world at her fingertips. We had lots of different options for her, and she felt extremely empowered to be able to own her own home in her retirement and have the perfect home and not be discriminated against and not have to worry or be embarrassed about her situation.
802-3983, and as we wind our way towards retirement, baby boomers are looking increasingly and lovingly into the interior and south of the border to buy a second property. We are going to inherit more than $1 trillion, the baby boom generation. I was reading a figure the other day. The average person expects to inherit, now whether in fact we do or we don't, but we expect to inherit between $47,000 and $50,000. But overall, we are going to become the richest generation thanks to our parents. The parents who lived through the Depression, lived through the war, worked hard, built a nice nest egg. Those people are going to give us more than $1 trillion collectively. And already the signs of those inheritances are coming through. Survey after survey article after article, talking with friends who are looking at the interior, Angela. They are sopping up not only recreational vacation properties, they are sopping up as much raw land, all of which, of course, requires a mortgage. You are seeing more and more people coming through your office saying, you know what, it's time for us now to buy and get ready for our retirement. And yeah, maybe when our parents go, we're going to have a little extra dough too. So the future looks pretty bright.
That's right. Those are the two major components. The one is that people are looking at where they want to retire and what kind of lifestyle they want to have, as well as helping their kids because they know that one of the biggest keys to their wealth has been their real estate. And so also with so many products becoming available, people don't feel limited anymore. I had a client who contacted my office after hearing the show, and they said, you know, we really do want to retire in the Okanagan, so we're looking for our 10-year plan. We want to change our mortgage product in order to give us, number one, the ability to purchase our retirement home. Number two, we want to help our kids. We've got our son and our daughter living with us. They're recent graduates. We've put them through school. You know, we're kind of at that age now. We've grown them up. They're in their late 20s. We want them to do their own thing. We want to, you know, reignite that honeymoon stage that we used to have. And they were able to have both. There's been 100% financing available now for rental and recreational property, which they heard about on the show a few weeks ago. And so people are really taking advantage of their options and understanding how easy it really is.
Those options have really opened up. And I know you do a lot of work with people who are buying these second properties, Angela, and traditionally it has been a problem for people buying a second property. The financial institutions loaning the money like to have a person actually living in the property as a principal residence, thinking that's some sort of an incentive to keep up with the payments. Not so any longer. I think the banks are and other lending institutions are starting to understand that we're going to have a lot of money. So don't worry about it. You're going to get paid whether you're buying recreational vacation property or whether you're simply buying raw land. I was looking at some statistics from the Okanagan the other day. A building lot in Osoyoos now, a lot, regular lot, $220,000. And that raw land, those lots in the Okanagan, South Okanagan, they are increasing in value at such a velocity that we have not seen before. So it might be a good time to consider buying, might be a good time to give Angela Call a buzz and just see what you qualify for and can get approved for, okay? Really good idea, not only for your future, but for your kids' future. 802-3983 is Angela's telephone number. There is no charge for her service. Wherever a mortgage is placed, that institution will pay her fee. 802-3983, angelacalla.ca on the website, Calla spelled C-A-L-L-A, angelacalla.ca, simpler still. Quick phone call right after the show, 802-3983. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers.